Book 1, Chapter 1. Airport Highway, Asunción, Paraguay. 16:25 hours, 25 August 2005. When Byron J. Timmons, Jr. saw what was causing the airport-bound traffic to be stopped and backed up for at least a kilometer, he muttered an obscenity that was absolutely not appropriate for an assistant legal attaché of the Embassy of the United States of America. The 29-year-old, who was 6'1" and weighed 205 pounds, had a reservation on the Aerolíneas Argentinas 530 flight to Buenos Aires, and it looked to him to be entirely likely that these bastards were going to make him miss it. Timmons looked at the driver of his embassy vehicle, a lightly armored Chevrolet Trailblazer. Franco Julio Cesar, a quiet 39-year-old Paraguayan national who was employed as a chauffeur by the U.S. Embassy, was silently shaking his head in frustration. He, too, knew what was going on. These bastards were officers of the Paraguayan Highway Police, and they were running a roadblock. There was a highway police car and a Peugeot van on the shoulder. The van had a sliding side door, now open, so that it could serve as sort of a mobile booking station. Inside was a small desk, behind which sat a booking sergeant. He would decide whether the miscreant caught by the roadblock would be simply given a summons or hauled away in handcuffs. There were three police forces in Paraguay. In addition to the highway police, which was run by the Minister of Public Works and Communication, the Minister of the Interior had a capital police force, which patrolled Asunción, and a national police force, which patrolled the rest of the country. The opinion Timmons held of all three was as pejoratively vulgar as the obscenity he uttered when he saw the highway police roadblock. His opinion was based on his experiences with the various police forces since arriving in Paraguay, and his criterion for judgment was that he thought of himself as a cop. He actually had been a police officer, briefly, but the real reason he thought of himself as a cop was that that was what the Timmons family did. Be cops. His paternal grandfather, Francis, used to say that he was one of the only two really honest cops on the job in Chicago. He refused to identify the other one. Francis and Mary Margaret Timmons had five children, three boys and two girls. Two of the boys, Aloysius and Byron, went on the force. Francis Jr. became a priest. Dorothy became Sister Alexandria. Elizabeth married a cop, Patrick Donahue. Father Francis, who was assigned to St. Rose of Lima's, spent most of his time as a police chaplain. Aloysius and Joanne Timmons had four children, all boys. Three went on the force and one went in the army. Byron and Helen Timmons had five children, three girls and two boys. Two of the girls married cops and Matthew went on the force. Byron Jr. skipped the third grade at St. Rose's, primarily because he was much larger than the other kids, but also because the sisters understood that he already knew what they were going to teach him in the third grade. He never seemed to have his nose out of a book. The sisters also got him a scholarship to Cristo Rey Jesuit High School. His uncle Francis and his mother were delighted. His grandfather and father were not. They quite irreverently agreed that the goddamn Jesuits wanted him for the priesthood. At age 16, Junior, as he was known in the family, graduated from Cristo Rey with honors and without having felt a call to holy orders. He immediately became a police cadet, although you were supposed to be 18. Before the summer was over, the Society of Jesus re-entered the picture. Loyola University, Chicago, was prepared to offer Junior, based on his academic record at Cristo Rey, a full scholarship. This time, his father and grandfather disagreed. His father offered another quite irreverent opinion, that you had to admire those tenacious bastards. They never give up when they're trying to grab some smart kid for their priesthood. His grandfather disagreed and suggested that Junior had two options. One was to spend the next nearly 4 years in a gray cadet uniform riding in the back seat of a patrol car, or filing crap in a precinct basement someplace. He couldn't even get into the academy until he was 20 years and 6 months old. Or he could spend that time getting a college education on the Jesuits' dime.